welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And I'd like to begin by asking a question. Are you hungry to see the truth of the Word of God revealed in your life? Do you want more of God? Well, as we look at passages of Scripture, there are hidden gems that show us what we need to do, how we can have more of God, how we can have greater victory, joy in our lives, see prayers answered. And there are great things to be revealed as we cry out to the Lord for greater truth, greater revelation, greater reality. And the revelation of God that He does give us, that we receive today, well, I don't know about you, but it creates an even deeper hunger for a greater revelation that He would bring us tomorrow. We want to know the Lord. We want to understand His ways. And the Lord is pleased when we ask for greater understanding. When, as Solomon, he asked for wisdom, that pleased the Lord mightily. And so, I want to pray before we go into the text. There's some verses in Deuteronomy I think we need to look a little closely at. But Lord, I want to pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that none of us have lived to the fullest extent of the abundant life that you said you have promised us. And so, Father, we're praying. Even as the disciples asked, they said, Lord, increase our faith. And Father, help us to lift our eyes to the broad horizon, the great extent of blessings and abundance. Lord, there's no limit. And so often, just as the ancient Israelites, we tend to limit God by our unbelief or by thinking that what we've experienced is just about all that we can ever hope to have. Lord, you have so much for us. And we pray, Lord, that you will stir up a hunger in our heart to ask for more, to believe for more, to know that you are a good Father and you won't withhold anything, any good thing from them that walk uprightly. And surely to know you more is a prayer and a request that would please you. So Father, we ask you to grant this in Jesus' name. Help us to love you more. Help us to seek you more. Help us to walk in obedience to your word in the wonderful name of that name which is above every name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the text I'd like to share with you as a basis for this message is found in Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verse 31. And the Lord said to me, to Moses, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to take possession that you may succeed him and occupy his land. There's a remarkable assertion in this verse of Scripture that says God had given them the land, and then he said, go in to possess it. So if God had given it to them, it was their possession. It belonged to them. No one else had it. It was theirs, in spite of those, the Canaanites who dwelt there. Yet in spite of that, they were told that they were to possess it. What did that mean? They were to possess it. They had it. God had it for them. But they were to begin to possess their possessions. For this, that meant they were to go in physically and take the land, to destroy the cities, to destroy the inhabitants, because they were an extremely wicked generation. And Sihon was blocking their way to Jordan, which was the land that God had promised. And if you reread the whole story of Israel at the gates of the promised land, the same thing was true there. God had given them the country. they were to go in. They understood that. However, and they had to possess what God had already given to them. In other words, he was expecting them to do something they were to do in a physical, material, or natural way, in a manner, that what we are to do in the spiritual. And this is the important thing we need to understand. And sometimes we tend to forget that everything God has given to us, he supplied all of our needs according to our riches, in his riches in glory. Anything we need, we know God has for us. He hasn't withheld anything. Jesus' atonement was complete. It was fulfilled. He paid it all. There's nothing more that the Lord needs to do. We simply need to believe and receive. So the provisions that are made by God for us are available to us now. Think about this. Not in heaven. We won't need a miracle in heaven. We won't need healing in heaven. We won't need money in heaven, praise God. God has given us his promises. He's given us his blessings now, but there's something we have to do. Just like the Israelites, we have to go in by faith, knowing God is with us, knowing God has promised it to us, and take them. We do faith, you know, faith without works is dead. That's what James was saying, that we have to show our faith. We have to go in and possess. That's an action word. And so, how does that apply to our lives? We don't have to remain sick when healing has been provided, right? By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed in both Old and New Testaments. We have no business to be defeated when there's all the power of Almighty God, his strength, the strength of the captain of the host of the Lord who stands by our side. Why are we hungry when through God there can be bread and enough of it to spare? Why are we thirsty when the hands that dug the well for Hagar and Ishmael at Beersheba are still digging the wells of grace and glory in our hearts and lives? Why are we bowed down with the weight of our sorrows when the word says to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us? Our burden bearer, our Lord, is daily inviting us to give those cares to him. They're too heavy for us to carry. And many live in poverty when they might be rich. And oh, I'm not talking necessarily about financial or material riches, although he may give those, but the richness of spirit, the richness of soul, where you know that your Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. We are empty when we might be filled. We're assaulted so frequently by doubts, by fears, when we ought to be on the mountaintop of the Lord. We ought to be shouting his glory. We ought to be singing his praises because of what God has done in our lives. But why are the defeats, the discouragement, the oppression so prevalent and common and frequent in our lives? It's because we've never satisfactorily learned how to possess our possessions. Beloved, we have a complete redemption. Our redemption was made absolutely and perfectly complete when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Think about that. He said, "It is finished." There was nothing further to be done. He paid the price, not 60% or even 90%. Or 95% of the price, he paid all of it. It was a complete and perfect redemption for us, for our physical bodies, for our soul, and for our spirit. When you think of our Father, our Heavenly Father, never intended to give it to us on an installment plan. He never intended for us to purchase it with our righteousness in the installment plan. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, you know, so much down, so much per week. And obviously, beloved, it's a mistake for us to assume that part of our inheritance through redemption is being withheld for some future time or place. Now, of course, we know that the perfect joys of heaven will come only when we pass from this life into the next, or when Jesus comes and returns and our mortal bodies will be changed. we know that that time is coming. But God, it's His will to supply all of our needs now, according to His riches and glory. We're not going to have needs when we're with the Lord. Everything is abundantly supplied. So all these words, all the promises of Scripture are given us for this life that we now live. I'm not saying that we have it all now, but I'm saying that God has given it to us. And if we lack, if we have need, well, it's possible that we could be as the Israelites. God said, I've given you the land, but perhaps we haven't possessed our possessions in all of their fullness as yet. Let's go back for a moment to those days when the children of Israel were camped outside Kadesh Barnea. They were at the doors of the promised land. Think about this. Would God ever make a promise He couldn't keep? Has He ever violated His word or abrogated His own oath? What did they do when you think about it? They waited around for the spies to return. And sometimes we ran around to see if everything is all right when God wants us to go in and possess our possessions. There was no need to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't have to do that any more than there's a need for us to wander around in the wilderness of doubt and fear and sickness, disease, and oppression. Well, my time has flown away, and we must bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me. It's such a blessing to bring the Word of God to you, and I hope that your faith is stirred. I hope that God, and it's my prayer, that God will just move in such a way that you will experience more of Him and experience His blessings, the fulfillment of His promises, as never before. I love you. I pray for you daily, and I invite you to write and share your needs. Sometimes we can pray by ourselves. I could pray by myself, but there's times I need the support of agreeing prayer, and we'll ask for it. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I of course will confirm and pray, but if you would like a personal letter, you might feel led to share your mailing address. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,